This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Episode of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yep, I am an American Family Farmer. Thankful, happy. It's made me a better person. Growing up on the farm, being around the animals, working hard, it's pretty much defined my life, in fact. And I'm betting for many of you who listen, who are farmers, grew up on the farm, work in farm businesses still, or maybe even the appreciation of the locavores who go to our farms, use our food. It's cool. It just is a great way. For me, anyway, it's a great way of living life to the fullest. So Thanksgiving is approaching. There are a lot of people trying to figure out what the weather is doing to our existence at this time of year. On the American Family Farm, the people who are raising and working hard to get the turkeys ready are being affected like we all are by the weather. I was looking at the demand for turkeys, how the weather has affected the poultry growers, big and small, how it has affected people who are growing beef, the drought, the situation that exists now. There's a lot of concern about drought this winter, Frank. I was looking at some of the weather forecasts, winter storms, certainly, and drought. But not only does it affect how we exist here in our country, farmers are very susceptible to the weather. I can tell you, as somebody who raises Jersey replacement heifers on my farm, but also raising is the right word for it. I grow a lot of hay and sell a lot of hay, and this year has been a disaster. And so that's going to affect how our beef market, how the dairy market functions, what the costs are, because a lot of people, especially on some of these bigger farms, don't grow all of the feed that they need for their animals. They have to buy it. And if look at the price of hay here in the Northeast, is going crazy. Early on in the season, it was selling very cheaply, and a lot of us thought that was pretty stupid on the part of the people who were selling it that cheaply. Some of them just needed the money, though. But as you look around now, you see less and less hay available. Some people haven't even been able to get on the land to do second crop. I haven't even finished my first, and it's, where are we? First part of November. There's a lot of hay fields that I haven't never even gotten onto. So as that happens, it affects the price. There are a lot of key beef and dairy exporting realities I'm looking at here. What are we doing? How much are we exporting? Believe it or not, the weather in other parts of the world has been worse than it is here. There have been a lot of droughts in Australia, for example. They usually grow a lot of beef, and they aren't. Cattle farmers having a tough time down there. And in South America, there is a problem. I'm going there in a couple of weeks. I'm interested to see. I'm going to go visit some farms in Brazil and see in Peru and see what it's like for the animals to be raised there. Alberta has a real problem with the barley prices there because of the weather. That'll affect not only Canadian beef but American beef, because we use a lot of our livestock grows on that stuff. But the world, U.S. livestock producers are supplying more amounts of meat. We have this big to-do with China now. We had a lot of beef going there, but now we have beef going to a lot of other places. It's becoming more of a staple in Asia It used to be that fish was a staple, but with the introduction after the Vietnam War and more of our culture being introduced into the lives of the people in that region, more and more people are eating beef. We have fast food restaurants. It's really pretty amazing how many fast food restaurants are cropping up all over the place over there. Most of them are either American or British-based. You know, Burger King is a British company. I think Kentucky Fried Chicken ownership may be, too. Anyway, the point is that the people who are growing beef, the cattlemen who are growing beef, are optimistic about how things will go this winter, as long as we don't have weather problems here. I wonder how many of you are thinking about the elections and the results of the elections. How does it benefit ag states? Well, you know, I'm frustrated because I see some of these personalities, like Steve King comes from Iowa. I can't believe he reflects the views. And I'm not speaking as some snotty, snobby Easterner. I'm just talking as a human being. The things that he represented, I thought, were not what American family farmers ought to be embracing. And aren't, for the most part. I don't see how guys like that get elected. I really don't. I think when I look around at the people who have been elected, I use the word clueless to describe many of these newcomers to Congress. And it's basically reflective. It's a pretty good reflection of what's going on in America, because most people are clueless about food, where it comes from. If we don't have a shortage, nobody thinks about it. Really? Do you think if all you can go to the store and buy food, you are not going to be concerned? I think is, but the thing that is sort of going unnoticed with some people is that we're losing our choices. And it's subtle, because if you tell people outwardly, you can't do this, you can't do that in terms of food, that's where there's a real rebellion. But if it's subtle and behind the scenes, where big government and big business get together and they sort of control what's going on, and you don't really notice it because you can still get most everything that you've been getting one way or another in stores, but it's changing. Believe me, it is changing. And it's not for the better. That's why I want to support the American family farmer, to keep that way of life and that way of producing food alive in America. And that's really what this program is all about. In a moment, we're going to have another example of somebody who is successful doing farming their way. Lauren Palmer is going to join us from Bloomsbury Farm in Tennessee. Here on this week's American Family Farmer Show, I'm Doug Steffen.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
One of the things that I like to underscore here on the American Family Farmer, when we talk about growing food and having food that is the best and encouraging people to do the best, I have also a way of passing along information that helps all of us no matter what our stripes. And eating good food sometimes is not always possible, even if you live on the farm. That's where Texas Superfood Complete Organic comes in. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. They've also added some powerful enzymes and probiotics and energizing herbs, all in a convenient capsule. Texas Superfood Complete. 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are there in this capsule, in the powdered form. This is so superb. This is so fabulous. This is so good for you. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. You can get it by going to texassuperfood.com/Doug. Look around there. There are some fabulous things, actually, that they've created over the last 20 or 30 years. If you want to have all natural nutrition in your life and you're having a hard time getting it, this is the first really good step in that direction. Texas Superfood Complete Organic, along with their probiotics, is the best way to nutritionalize your day as you begin every day. To order, go to texassuperfood.com/Doug. See their full line of quality nutritional products and get started with the Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Take four of these little capsules every day or a scoop of the powder, and you'll be amazed at how much good it does for your body, your health, your well-being. All of that available at texassuperfood.com/Doug. Moving into the corner of our program every week where we talk to somebody who's been successful in a particular aspect of farming, pass along the success, giving you ideas as to what you might be able to do on your farm. Joining us now is Lauren Palmer, who's the owner and main farmer at Bloomsbury Farm, which is down near Smyrna, Tennessee, which isn't far from Nashville. Right, Lauren?
Yeah, that's right. We're about half an hour from town. So, yeah, right. Super close.
Are you a native from that area, or did you come from another part of the world?
Yeah, I am. Mom and Dad both went to college here. I was lucky enough to kind of do the same and have come back to the farm and been in business for almost 10 years now. So, yeah.
So you work with your folks. Your folks started the farm or they took it over and now you're doing the same. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. So Mom and Dad bought like 20 acres when we were in elementary school, and then they kept adding to it. Dad comes from a dairy farm and was a landscaper for many years during like school age. But he has since retired. Mom's in the healthcare business. So the ag and growing stuff was definitely something that kind of Dad and I started putting some seeds in the ground and seeing a need for local farms and like local food and the relationship between all of that. So, yeah.
Did you say that you started or your dad started as a dairy farmer?
Yeah, Dad grew up on a dairy farm and then was a landscaper at a hospital for many, many years. So he didn't ever want to go back to cows. He's more of the vegetation and the growing of the plants as opposed to animals. So, yeah, this is more suited to him currently. But it's definitely my business, and Dad's retired and lucky enough to, you know, live and grow here, and then Mom and Dad are on the property too. So, yeah, it's great.
So your father, as I understand it, as a dairy farmer, was forced out by the Army Corps of Engineers. Was that back in the Tennessee Valley days, or was that after?
Exactly.
Yeah. So how did that affect other farmers, your dad and other farmers in that area? The government just comes in and says, okay, we're going to change things here, and we're buying your land, and you have to get out.
Yeah, that was a wild time, I think, and I think they were kind of devastated, and the family, was left with not a lot of a piece of land, and that community actually, like, that is no longer there.
Yeah, it's
and
gone.
I guess the nearest town took a little partial over of the rest of the community, so.
Yeah. All right, hold on, Lauren. We'll continue with your story as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plant, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Lauren Palmer, who is from Bloomsbury Farm. You go to bloomsburyfarms.com, you will have an education and a half as to how she does it. I got a bachelor's in social work, a master's in management, has found people. This is the key, isn't it? Not only your knowledge, Lauren, but the key is finding people that either you can teach or who get it. And I say who get it because a lot of people can't find people who get it. That's my problem. I had to stop milking cows. I'm in a suburban Boston situation. Used to milk a couple of hundred Jerseys, sell raw milk, cheeses, and ice cream and stuff on the farm, but I just couldn't find people who were devoted and understood this was a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day operation. So now it's language. Right. Not language. I mean, I'm doing other things with it. And it kind of looks to me like you're doing a lot of other things besides just growing. Do you have animals, or is it just all vegetables and that sort of thing, fruits, vegetables?
Yeah, I definitely like to tell people that it's very multifaceted, like what you kind of came from. You're selling kind of any which way. You can come to the farm and pick up vegetables. You can meet me in town when I'm doing a CSA job. I'm at a farmer's market. I sell wholesale. Like, yes, I'm going to the people and finding people who, like, are craving that, and Nashville just so happens to be a community that wants to know where their food is coming from and that relationship part. So
that's what we call. I refer to them as the locavores. They want to go to the farm, they want to see the operation, and there are more and more of these people. We were talking earlier in another radio incarnation that I do, a daily program called the DJV Show, with the ladies who are on the air with me about the difference between the urban and suburban farms and where there aren't really. I mean, the difference was around politics and urban voters and suburban voters and the difference between urban and rural and how there's a real divide, it would seem. And part of it is understanding where food comes from. I don't know whether I think I'm winning the battle here or losing the battle, because I still come across people who don't really get the fact that we all need to know, appreciate, and support where the food comes from.
Yeah, I'm happy to fight that fight at the market. And, I mean, I'm educating you. This is what, you know, a real tomato tastes like. This is what it really looks like. And I'm happy to educate. So I know that there is that fight. So,
but you come from an area where farmers are more appreciated. There's more knowledge. Or am I? Is it just because you're in Tennessee? Should I assume that or not assume that?
Yeah, there's lots of small farms, like couple run, and I feel like there's a movement every year, and I love to see that, and we all like really support each other and growing different things. So yeah, no, we have a great community of that. So
are you able to grow vegetables year-round? Do you keep this thing open year-round? Do you have produce that you can sell year-round?
We do. We have six hoop houses, which are the, like, you know, the long plastic tunnels. So we do supply Nashville twice a week, every week of the year. We will have the farm stand open for another 6 weeks, like right before Christmas, which is crazy to think. But, and then we shut down for like 90 days and we'll open back up, you know, March, April. So,
how did you're self-taught, it sounds like, a little bit to me. How about the money that it's taken to grow this? I mean, you have all kinds of things going on, special events going on there that are open to the public. You do weddings. There are all kinds. I mean, I'm doing that in a way with my farm. I'm trying to grow it. I have a new events coordinator because the venue is fabulous for that sort of thing. But have you run into any problems in getting this stuff all financed?
Yes, I'm lucky enough to have people come to me to want to pay to do things on the farm. So that helps.
But to make it work in terms of creating the venue to begin with, let's pursue this a little bit more because people are frustrated. They're trying to work through this on their farms, how to do it. So I want to pierce that with you in a few moments. 28 past the hour on the American Family.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome to the farm.
American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Lauren Palmer is here. She's the owner and the chief farmer at Bloomsbury Farm in Tennessee near Smyrna. It's not far from Nashville. I'm learning from her as I always do, and hopefully you do as well when you're focused in on what it is that we're talking about here. There are always different important stories to tell. By the way, the podcast every week at American Family Farmer Show .com is archived. As a matter of fact, the one that's there right now has some focus on the FDA's recommendations for the labeling of meat. That's in the discussion. I also talked to Michael Olson, who is a consultant author of the book Metro Farm, The Guide to Growing for Profit, Farming Near the City as a subtext. Michael has been consulting for agricultural products for a long time. Both large ones and small ones, not only in our country, but around the world. And this book that he has provides instruction on how to charge the prices for your produce and livestock that you need to. So you can find that out. Follow us on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That brings me around to asking that question of Lauren Palmer of Bloomsbury Farm. How do you price things? How do you know you're getting what you ought to get? Obviously, you're making enough money so you can continue to do what you're doing, but how do you charge? What's the stuff, produce, livestock? How do you know you're getting enough money for the stuff you're producing and selling?
It's a tricky game because we grow over 100 different varieties of fruits and vegetables, and all of them take, you know, different amount of time to process. So, yeah. And then we have, I feel like, another whole business of our wheat, grass, herbs, and sprouts, and that's kind of what keeps the lights on year-round. Even the vegetables are year-round. But and then we use our sprout, you know, workers to go in the field occasionally. So to divide that labor up and to figure out how much a strawberry does cost is is kind of tricky. So, it's a weird game. You kind of have to see what other people are doing and, you know what you're kind of worth and what it's going to take. So, yes.
I sort of touched on funding and how you get money, borrow money. I think the average farmer today is having a hard time, especially if he's in dairy, but the weather has affected and just general conditions, a bad government policy, you name it, has created a fear among bankers, traditional bankers, of loaning to anybody in agriculture. There are certain government programs, but I wondered how you addressed if you need capital equipment, tractors, buildings, whatever, how, as an independent farmer, how do you do that?
So we apply for lots of grants in the area, and all of our hoop houses have been government, or there's grants that help us with that. And because we're certified organic, we get a more percentage of our money back. So we put up the front cost, and then we get it back. So after we've completed the project, but I think another key to all of that is making our up front, we went ahead and made our packing facility a nice facility so we could flip it and use it as an event space, or we could do a workshop in there, or we could, we're multi-using all of our buildings. And so I think that kind of helps with that in mind to, I'm going to use this space for more than just packing, tomatoes. I'm going to use it for a classroom or whatever.
So has this stuff come to you naturally, your father, people that work with you on the farm, your husband, whoever, how do all of these ideas get vetted?
Yeah, I mean, mom is an entrepreneur. My sister has a clothing shop in Nashville. If it wasn't for, supportive dad and the mom who's you can be president of the United States, I wouldn't be here. I have such a support team and the community. So I really couldn't do it without people cheering me on. So I'm very, very lucky to live and work with family surrounding me and support all right here. So I think that go get them attitude, go knock on the doors, go, this tomato is the best tomato around, try it. That kind of attitude, mom definitely instilled some of that for sure.
So you don't feel like you're alone. I think sometimes people feel like they're alone.
No, oh my gosh, no, not at all. The chefs consult me on the menus, and people are calling all the time. And I definitely don't feel alone. And many, many friends and support team. No matter what. So there's been a divorce, and I've had a baby, and all of that. So I feel stronger than ever now, going through some of that with all the team behind me. So,
make it tough, man. It'll make it,
all
of this stuff will make it tough and make you better. So I want to focus on seeds and what you grow for a moment, if we may. Again, we're talking to Lauren Palmer, who runs Bloomsbury Farms. BloomsburyFarms.com is the web address. One of the controversies around where I am is getting seeds that we want and we feel are going to satisfy the needs of what we want to grow and what our customers, what the locavores want. And more and more, it's difficult to find sources that are not connected to Monsanto that will give you what you want. How much seed do you keep and replant every year, and how much do you go out and find new? And if you do find new, where do you find it?
Yeah, I would love to tap into some of the seed-saving stuff. We do that with, a few, some of the spicy peppers or some these, sunny gourds that we've grown. But we don't really seed-save as much as I think we could. We use sources Johnny's and Baker Creek, and also going to some of these conferences, around town. There's a bunch of little seed companies that have popped up that we've, become friends with. So, you have to kind of seek it out. They're not going to find you, and going to, conferences and things, it kind of opens your eyes up to, other options.
One of the things, you have 400 acres there. Is it all open?
Oh gosh, no. We're in a kind of a valley is kind of what I say. You kind of come onto Del Thomas and you're kind of, surrounded by hills. and a majority of the farm is not farmable. It's hilly, it's wooded, so we're only farming about 15 acres at a time with, you know, 15 on and 15 off. So, and it's, you know, in a 1 acre patch, and then you go, you know, have to take a 4-wheeler down to the next little hoop house, and it's, you know, 5 acres. So, it's kind
of. Is there a lot of demand? Is there a lot of demand in your area for land that is other farmers, or can you find other land to use that doesn't necessarily belong to you?
We're lucky enough to use the neighbor across from us, probably like has adjacent sort of property, and there's a little 5 acres in the front of his place that he has kind of a handshake deal let us use. He gets all the vegetables he wants, and
yeah,
he gets to see his land being used productively. But yeah, so I think in this particular area, it's not super farmable. We just happen to kind of farm on little stretches that we see that is appropriate. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going like North Nashville, like the new little farms that are popping up are more north, and I'm south of town.
Yep. So you're using this place for weddings and special events, that sort of thing. The buildings you said, I think a few minutes ago, sort of multi-purpose. You've designed them that way. How is the CSA thing going? We have here in my neck of the woods, I've got a couple of farms right around me that did CSA for a long time, but it seems to be waning, you know, waxing and waning. It seems to be waning.
Yeah.
How is your CSA program?
Well, I'm so lucky. We've sold out of both seasons. The summer has just ended, and we're on week 2 of our 8-week winter program. And we've had record sales this entire year. And I don't do any, like, advertising, per se, other than social media. I don't use any of the newspapers or anything, and just so lucky to be, like, on everyone's, like, oh, well, CSA, duh, you think Lauren at Bloomsbury.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, foot traffic and people talking and getting some awesome vegetables in people's hands, and then they spread the word. So
do you have any part? I'm taking from our conversation, you're not raising any poultry or beef there. Am I correct to assume that?
We do. We have like 50 laying hens, and occasionally if you come to the farm, you get the eggs. But we don't. I would love to incorporate like the full diet CSA, I guess what they're calling it.
Yeah.
Like have a bread option, have a meat option, have a, you know, a dairy option. But that's probably a little bit down the road. We're just trying to make it in the veggie land currently. So, but the fun part is I get to partner with the guy who's making pasta, and he's got our kale in it, and I tell people to go get, you know, sorts of pasta.
Yeah,
so it's super fun.
Becomes a community farm. All right, a few final words from Lauren Palmer in a few moments here on the American Family Farmer. If you want to leave a great lasting impression on people, no matter what your life position is, who you are, where you are, we all pretty much can agree that a smile will give you a warm welcome wherever you go. Look at somebody and smile at them. You got a great smile, you're going to attract that energy. And if you don't, there's a way of getting it. It's called Power Swabs. Power Swabs is a product, most advanced teeth whitening system anywhere, as a matter of fact. And you use it, 5 minutes later, your teeth will show that you have been smart enough to buy Power Swabs and use them. They contain a patented tooth detergent whitening agent created by a dentist named Martin Ginniger about 20 years ago. He used it on his own patients, charged them a lot of money. Then he figured, okay, well, I'll make this available to other dentists. They did it, and they charged you a lot of money. Now you can get it on your own and don't have to pay a lot of money for getting your teeth whitened. You try it once, and in 5 minutes, the teeth 2-3 shades whiter. Try it 5 or 6 days later. Same thing happens. Just keep repeating it, and then your teeth will become as white as they normally were when you were a youngster, whether you're drinking a lot of coffee or tea, wine, that sort of thing. Hopefully you're not smoking, but if you are, that affects your teeth as well. So you call this number, 800-208-1797, and you order the Power Swabs that way. Only place you can get the deal using the DJV code, 50% off the retail price. So clean your teeth, whiten them up, have them look beautiful at half the price, 800-208-1797. You won't find the offer online anywhere. It's only available here at this number. Power swabs, 50% off. Whiten those teeth in a painless, positive way. Dial 800-208-1797.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
The American Family Farmer and the results of the midterm elections and how they may impact you. There are those who say there was a big blue wave. No, I think it was a mild blue wave. Democrats, as we all know, did take over control of the House. Republicans held control of the Senate. Does that mean more gridlock? What does it mean for farmers? Republicans holding on to key Senate seats in some of the states, Indiana, Missouri, North Dakota, Florida, you know, those places. So what's the outcome? How does it help the farmers? Democrats controlling legislation in the House, oversight over the president and his administration. Some of the governor's races in places where there are lots of farms. I don't know if there's a whole lot of difference. What I see, people want to always read into this. I'm not an expert, but I am. What I am is tired. I think I'm an expert when it comes to the impact of what these galoots do and how the politicians and the bureaucrats just don't get it when it comes to the farm. Even though there's some pretty good representation in some of the farm market, farm states, farmland areas, but it just, we're fighting the ignorance of people in the rest of the country. And Donald Trump is at the top of that heap because he's a New Yorker. He doesn't know it, and I don't think he gives a damn about farmers, actually. I really don't. Even though he's probably a better choice than might have been the case if the other person had been elected in terms of farming. But there's just nobody in politics anywhere who gets it. And I find that to be very frustrating. I wish there was something we could do about it. I don't look for much change, frankly, the bottom line, as a result of this election, as far as the American Family Farmer is concerned. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's spend a few more minutes with Lauren Palmer. Making a hero out of her is an easy job. She's done a great job at Bloomsbury Farm. And you have done it sort of building a family and a life around it. And you're not that old. A lot of times people think, well, look at these people. It takes X number of years to create all of this stuff. One of the things that intrigues me is that you're using some of the buildings for Airbnb. I always kind of wanted to do that on my farm, have people come and pay you to learn how to farm or to work on the farm.
Right. Yes. Yep. It's really cool to have people wake up and kind of come down and see what we do and how we do it. Yeah, that's been lots of fun.
Do you have regular tours so that people come in? Do you have regular picking hours? Do you make it a schedule so that people can come on Wednesdays, let's say, and pick lettuce in season, that sort of thing? Is it that well organized?
Yeah, we started doing the Fridays a couple of seasons ago, so Friday afternoons after, like, all harvest has been done and kind of while it's being done so people can see it. We open up the farm. We have a local beer sponsor. We have the fire going now. Occasionally have, like, food going. And then, of course, it's, like, very family-friendly. Walk around the hoop houses and our packing shed are right there. So we kind of just open up and walk around, see what, you know. If you have questions, I'm always there, and I'm happy to kind of walk through with people. And, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And it's nice, as you point out, to be able to get out of bed, have your breakfast, and be right there at work from the personal point of view.
Yeah. Yes, I can't imagine anything better. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope your daughter grows up to love the farm as you do and to carry it on. You have done a nice job with your mother and father's legacy. This is, again, a good website. Those of you who are dreaming about what you can do, you're looking for an imaginative, creative way, another resource is go to BloomsburyFarms.com. That's Bloomsbury, B-L-O-O-M-S-B-U-R-Y, Farms.com. Pleasure to talk with you, Lauren. Continued success. Thanks for being here on the American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Diesel tank is all warmed up, ready to go. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. There are three portions to this program as we get together every week. My reviewing some of the news of the week and how it's affected you as a farmer. The election, a lot of farmers still stuck with Trump and the people that he supported. I know it's the choices are so bad now, it's very difficult for me to frankly get excited about any of these people because they just don't get what's going on the farm. They don't. They just don't get it. Farmers, you know, I understand choosing Trump in the midterms. I understand choosing him 2 years ago. Maybe he'll choose him again. I do not think that they have done right by the American family farmer by any stretch of the imagination, but they're better than the alternative, and that's really saying something horrible. People in the disconnect from our farms in this country is a very dangerous situation. I'm going to give you another example of how that has presented itself right after this.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, gathering space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. That's 800-917-1316.
All right, so here's the government getting involved in everybody's face again. There are new requirements of livestock haulers, people who are hauling not only livestock but other produce, fish even being brought to market, bees being transported. The industry is being attacked by the Department of Transportation, so there's been a petition floated to the DOT from farmers for an exemption from certain requirements for haulers of livestock and produce, so that the implementation, the fatigue management practices, I understand why we have to be careful about this sort of thing. Current rules limit drive time to 11 hours, on-duty hours to 14. The organization is requesting that livestock haulers be given 15 hours and 16-hour on-duty periods, and then a 10-hour rest period, and then you go out and get to work again. I don't think that's unreasonable, frankly. I think the government involved in our lives is becoming ridiculously unreasonable in every facet of it. There's just too damn much government. And so it's reflected in a lot of the things. I keep talking, folks keep wanting me to zero in. When you contact me, send me a note if you want, Doug@DougStephan.com, or on Twitter @DougStephan. I started this program 4 or 5 years ago, and I didn't really spend much time talking about my end of it, which is dairy. Now, I have gotten a lot of support. My friends in the National Farmers Union keep telling me, why don't you talk more about dairy? It's better. I think it may be preaching to the choir, at least I thought it was to a point, talking to farmers about what they know is a problem. One of the problems is, as we look at, I'm taking New York State here as an example. In the past 10 years, 1,600 dairy farms have gone out of business in New York State alone. And farmers will tell you, when they go, they take, you know, the grazing land, the hay land, land that's best suited for that practice and helpful for wildlife species. It's just, they're dying because of bad policy. And another thing is kind of focused here. The word milk being associated with stuff that isn't from a mammary gland. I said that on a television program a year or so ago, and now I see other people using the same phrase. If a mammal doesn't produce it, it isn't milk, and it isn't. And yet you've got all these plant-based beverages, these juices made from soy and rice and nuts and oats that are calling themselves milk. They are not milk. And whether they're good for you or they're not milk. They should be called something else. There's a milk glut. Price now is about $16.50 a hundred rate for something that will cost you $22 to $24. That's 11 and a half gallons of milk in a hundred weight. $16. What does that come down to? Like a dollar and a quarter a gallon. And look at what they sell it for in the stores. 3-4 times that. Disgusting. We got to keep making our voices heard, folks. Doug Stephan here on the American Family Farmer.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.